and gentlemen, welcome to the Insight-Secure First Half 2017 Results Conference Call. I now hand over to Mr. Richard Vachier de Tournière, General Manager and Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for Secure First Half 2017 Earnings Call. Before I leave the floor to Amedeo D'Angelo, CEO of Insight-Secure, allow me a few housekeeping, so to speak, comments. First, hopefully you have in front of you the presentation we'll use for the call today. Anyway, it's available on the homepage of the investor section of our website. Second, during the course of this call, we may make comments that are forward-looking. In that context, I invite you to read the disclaimer at the beginning of the presentation and at the end of our press release. As usual, we will comment our financial performance for the half year relying on adjusted financial measures. We have been using the same adjusted measures for 6 years now, with no change. You will find the definitions of these financial indicators as well as the reconciliation with IFRS measures in appendix to the presentation and as well to the press release. That being said, let me now hand over to Amedeo. Amedeo, if you will.
Yes. Good morning to all of you and to all of us, of course. We are here for the first half result of Insight-Secure. As you know, 2016 was our year for transformation, and the company from a semiconductor company has become a pure-play software technology and licensing company. We are concentrating ourselves on the future growth, and winning and working to win more new customers. When we say new license, it means new customers in the area of the banking, the media company, the IoT, and now we start to face in the area of automotive. As you know, security threats are getting higher and higher in company like us that are in, let's say, cybersecurity, if you wish, have a lot to give to our customers and our prospect. Insight-Secure has all big account, bigger customers, the biggest banks, the biggest media company, the biggest semiconductor company. We experienced in the second quarter of this year, a sound growth of new licenses. As I announced beginning of the year, we would have higher royalty streams from some major American clients in semiconductors in the second part of the year. The royalty revenue in the first half has been quite low, but it was already forecasted to be so in this first part of the year. We concentrate ourselves on growth with new customers and on being profitable. Let's go to the key highlights first before making a general comment. As you know, the first half of 2017, we did 14.7 million in revenue. That was higher than last year. Last year, on a comparable basis, we did 13.9 million, excluding the NFC license. As you know, we have NFC patent managed by France Brevet that we don't put in our forecast because it's an activity that is not in our core business and that is managed by France Brevet. We had a growth in revenue from new licenses, and that means new customers. We had a very important growth on new customer. If we compare first half of 2016 and 2017 with 39% growth. We could also, on operational base, being profitable. We did 800,000 profit on the 14 million in revenue. That it is a big success compared to a loss of 4.6 million in the first half of 2016. In the sense, the company was used to huge losses. We did profit in 2016. A lot of that profit was coming from an FC license. Let's say on an annual basis in 2016 we did 1.8 million in profit on a comparable basis, let's say on the core business. And this year we started, even if the revenue is on the low side because the royalty will be more in the second half of the year, we still generated 800,000 in profit. So the company is now profitable and generate cash on its own. This is a big success compared to the company history. Liquidity, we have quite a strong financial position, and at the end of June we had in our bank 43.9 million in cash. And that is also a cash that will grow during this year due to our profitability and other operations that we are doing. So the company is quite solid and have this, if you allow me to say, war chest is to do acquisitions and develop our core activities into verticals that can bring higher revenue in the years to come. So the objective is confirmed for us for the second half to grow on a sequential, both on the core new licenses, then also on a royalty stream. So I will leave now the word to Richard to explain the rest of the figures, but then I would like to make my final comments
on the outlook and long-term.
Outlook and, you know, where I'm taking the company to.
Sure. Thanks, Amedeo. So a few additional comments and color, if I may say, on the revenue for the second quarter and for the first half of the year. So as explained, we manage a revenue of about $15 million in the first half of 2017 without revenue from NFC patents compared to $27 million in the first half of 2016, which included close to $14 million from the NFC patent licensing program. To bear in mind, France Brevet had signed last year Samsung and Sony. So like for like, we were able to grow the business in the first half of the year for 6%. Revenue from the software and technology licensing business is stronger than the year before, thanks to indeed new licenses. New license revenue was up this semester 39%. Also, we continue to experience traction in mobile payment and mobile banking, including signing a contract with a major card association that unfortunately we cannot name, but international one. On the technology IP front, we're still demonstrating our position as a pioneer in the networking chip market. You may have seen earlier this week we released a press release on our MACsec engine with performance of above 400,000 gigabit per second, which is a premier in the industry, and so far we believe the best product. And we were able in the second quarter to sign first customer wins for this new engine. Focusing more on Q2, so Q2 revenue was close to $8 million, which is 12% up compared to the first quarter of this year, thanks to higher royalty collections, even if the royalty stream in the second quarter was a bit below our expectation. hence our soft guidance that it should increase in the later part of the year. As expected, nevertheless, the Q2 revenue was down compared to Q2 of last year, which again included significant revenue from the NFC patent license agreement. Moving now to the income statement and explaining the profitability we managed to achieve. Gross profit expressed as a percentage of revenue is significantly up compared to last year at 95% as a result of the product mix. In H1 of this year, the company generated all its revenue from the core software and silicon IP business, which generate high margins, all the technology we sell being developed internally by our R&D teams. Compared to last year, where the NFC patent licensing program did drive the gross margin a bit down due to the agent commission payable to France Brevets, which is accounted for as a cost of sales. During the semester, we managed again the tight management of our operating expense. As expected, the decrease compared to last year for last semester for about $5 million. We are seeing the benefits of the reduction of the cost derived from our 2016 restructuring plan. A bit more in detail, you may have seen a decrease in R&D expense, which is due to the right sizing of the organization we had done in 2016. While, you want to stress that we have preserved the product development capability, obviously. Also, we did experience an increase in sales and marketing expense, notably with the addition of new sales resources in the U.S. and in Europe. As we had already explained last February and last February when we released our full year earnings, we did manage again a decrease in general and administrative expense in order for them to be closely tied to the new size of the company. We also managed to get some non-recurring income and foreign exchange gain on operating activities for close to $1 million. Moving now to the adjusted operating income. It stood at $300,000 in the first half of this year, due solely and only to the core business. It's difficult to compare with the profit we had generated on a consolidated basis in the first half of 2016 due to the high contribution of the non-recurring revenue and margin from NFC patents. If we compare like for like, this $300,000 operating profit is to be compared with a loss of $5.3 million in the first half of 2016. Again, these first two quarters of 2017, we managed to be profitable, like we were profitable on an operating basis in Q3 and Q4 of last year. On an EBITDA perspective, situation is the same. We managed to generate an EBITDA close to $1 million, compared to a loss of $4.7 a year before, again, excluding the NFC patent program. Moving now to our financial position and cash position. Indeed, during the first half of the year, we managed a strong increase of our cash position. Cash available stood at $44 million, significantly up from the $27.1 million as at December 31st, 2016, and $20 million as at June 2016. The increase in cash position is mainly comprised of the following items. First, the operating performance. We generated close to $1 million before the change in working capital and excluding the last restructuring payment we did in the first half of the year. Also, we managed to sell for $4.4 million of shares of WISeKey, the company which had acquired our semiconductor business in the third quarter of last year. And I will get back to that in more detail later on. Also, we closed a convertible bond issue at the end of June 2017 for €15 million, which is the equivalent of $17 million. And despite so cash was also impacted by the last payment in relation with the completion of the 2016 restructuring plan, cash outflow of about $2.2 million. Moving now to the balance sheet, so we do believe we have a strong balance sheet. A few comments on the WISeKey bonds and shares, because this is a question we often have, and then I will comment on the bond, InsideSecure convertible bond issue. So in 2017, so in the first half of the year, we converted 40% of the 11 million bond issued by WISeKey in lieu of payment of the purchase of the semiconductor business of InsideSecure. We converted 40% and sold the shares on the Swiss stock market over time and generated $4.4 million, meaning that we were about break even on this first part, which is quite satisfying for us, and therefore the balance of the 60% of the loan note was converted into WISeKey shares on July 2017 at the maturity of the loan as it was planned, and those shares are now freely tradable on the stock market. So no change in the plan we had explained in February of 2017. Our intent is to keep on selling over time and without putting WISeKey stock under pressure, in order to then reallocate this cash to our core business and expansion. A few comments on the convertible bond issue. So again, this bond issue is convertible into new or existing shares. The nominal amount was $15 million. Dilution is less than 10%. It's bearing interest at 6%, and the issue price was €3.73 per bond. Quite clearly, this bond issue provides InsideSecure with an enhanced financial capacity and flexibility to contemplate acquisitions to further, enrich our security solution offering, and it does also optimize our financing cost and while managing the shareholders' dilution. You may have seen the if you had the chance to review the balance sheet, you may have seen that the WISeKey bonds, the InsideSecure convertible bond are included both in as a financial debt and as a derivative, because the issue of those bonds was made in euro, and because our functional and reporting currency is in dollar, the option value of those bonds cannot be treated for accounting purpose at equity, but as derivative, and therefore change in the option value in the future will go through income statement, just for those who are keen to look into detailed IFRS statements. Anyway, when we will release our half-year report later this summer, notes to the financial statement will explain the accounting treatment. That being said, I may now hand over to Amedeo, who will give us an outlook for the rest of the year and more generally or where we are going. Amedeo, if you will.
So as we said, we confirmed our action plan of having the company in its core business as a profitable activity, and confirmed the fact that we are signing new customers. As some people may remember, I announced already end of last year that I was going to reinforce the sales organization to do more customer facing, and we start to see the first sign of the impact of this new sales people that we hired in USA and in Europe. So I'm quite optimistic on signing new customers and new license, especially on the silicon IP and on the content on the application protection. This confirms as well our objective for the second part of the year to continue to be profitable and to accelerate the growth of our revenue. As a matter of fact, let's say all this transformation of the company is not completed at all. As you saw that we reached our cash situation because we want to pursue growth that is made by our internal product, but also by acquisition. We have developed during the year, starting already in the second part of last year, a new set of products. One is a Matrix Issuer. A Matrix Issuer is a provisioning platform to supply new codes into the white box for mobile payment application, and this will be we start to sell in the fourth quarter of this year as a service. So you know, you can call it a software as a service or security as a service, and we will expand our business in the area of services because our banks, our client banks require more services and to improve the security level that they have into their system. So Matrix Issuer in reality is a dynamic way to upgrade the security code of the payment transaction, and we are one of the few certified by Visa and MasterCard on their Visa token service platform, so that you know, we are part of this big game of more electronic commerce and mobile payment. Having said that, you know, we see that there are big opportunities for us to grow what we say share of wallet in existing customers, because we have a huge customer, but still our revenue per customer, specific customer, is quite small. So our investment in acquisition and new product development will go exactly in that direction, so that not only we can increase royalties in the long term due to our increase of signing new licenses, but also on doing a service to accompany our customer, and more they are successful, more we will be successful paying, you know, paying fees. You know that from next year there is a new market for payment around the strong authentication and double channel authentication, and we intend to participate in that market. So that is quite promising because it is required by law to all the remote payment to have this strong authentication.
Okay. So that being said, we are happy to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Stéphane Houri from Natixis. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, Amedeo. Hello, Richard. So first one is on the revenues. You were saying during your comment that the revenues were weak as you expected it, but with the H1 that you have done, do you still think that you can grow double digit for the full year? And how much does it depend on the royalties recognition? And how much does it depend on the new licenses that you are currently signing? And if you can just make a precision on the card issuer contract you've been talking about, is it in the revenues already or is it for H2? Thank you, and I have a few other questions.
So for the revenue growth, of course, we count a lot on the new licenses because it's the area that we control the best, because it's due to our actions with the customer to close the contract, to sign new contract. And of course, as you know, Stefan, more contracts, more customer, more licenses you sign, and better is the future, because this license after will come back in the future years as a revenue stream and on a royalties to give a good platform for our revenue. And the rest, will be on royalties. But as you know, royalties, especially from these big accounts, semiconductor, we don't control. That's difficulties to make a quarter by quarter forecast for our companies. So we know an estimation. They give us a forecast estimated of what they can do in royalties, but we don't control that. Anyway, in the second half, there will be a growth double digit, as you say. You know, I confirm that it will be double digit, more on both fields, on new licenses and on royalties. I didn't understand the last question.
So the last question was about the issuer card payment system that we have signed. So it's a project of over several months. Only part of the revenue was recognized in the second quarter of this year.
Right. So is it still a significant part of the revenues that have to be recognized by the end of the year?
Well, for 2017, so it's a license consideration plus a few additional services. So it's in the range of several hundred thousands, but it's not a multi-million dollar deal for this year, right? Then if they're successful in their in deploying their payment, mobile payment offering over time, yes, it could be more significant. But yet, it's another one brand that will be using HC mobile payment solutions. So it's also good for the traction.
Okay.
Just one last comment. Sure. The impact also is that it could help closing more banks using this payment scheme, right?
Sure.
Okay, on top of Visa and MasterCard.
Sure. So let's guess who it is. application protection, do you still intend to double the revenues this year? Because it was the key for the growth of this year, but it was depending a lot on the new contracts that you were signing, the new licenses.
Yes, they are in line with the plan. Still, it's not a huge revenue, but it will grow in that range 100% this year.
Okay. On the OPEX, also in your comment, you said that the OPEX were down as expected. In fact, I remember that you said that the full year OPEX would be around $34 million. Dollars. It will be lower than that. It will be probably at the end of the year 31.
Yes.
32 maybe.
Let's say 32. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do to reduce the OPEX? Did you sacrifice an R&D project? Or because when I look at the details in the P&L of H1, the only thing that I see going down significantly is the R&D.
Yeah.
Is there anything there?
So in R&D, and that's a very fair question, because we don't want to give the impression that we are cutting R&D resources while obviously development of new product is key to the future growth. So this is not the case. It's more comparing two photographs. Last year in the operating expense in the first half of the year, it was prior to the completion of the restructuring, and in fact part of the R&D team that was let go was reported under the continuing business semiconductor people, and not all of them were part of the carve-out to WISeKey. So it was planned that they would go starting July 1st, 2016. Sorry for that. So there is this component which is significant. So that's why we said it was planned. And then what we managed to do in the first half of 2017, but also because we try as much as we can to align our expense on our ability to generate revenue on the short term, while not endangering the ability to develop product over long term. So we did manage to reduce expenses with some suppliers or vendors that we could have qualified of onerous agreement because they were based on a bigger base for InsideSecure. So a few hundred thousand here and there, and you get to the level of operating expense that we generated in the first half of the year, and also that are not recurring. And that's why we expect, and we guided the market on that, a more significant increase in R&D expenses in the second half of the year, so mainly on adding R&D resources, but also some external costs like certification of new products, for instance in the mobile payment area, and also some contractors to help beef up the product offering and accelerating the release of those new products. Amedeo mentioned the security as a service / software as a service. This is part of the roadmap.
Okay. Just to come back on the cash issue, and it will be probably my last question. So now you have 43 million net cash. Mm-hmm. You still need to sell the equivalent of around $7 million dollar, if I'm not wrong, of WISeKey shares.
Yep.
Plus you're going to generate, if everything goes in the right direction, why not around $5 million dollar of EBITDA in the second half? So the cash could be between 50 and 55 around, if I'm counting right, at the end of the year. So is it enough to make the acquisitions you intend to do? And are we moving closer to the announcement of an acquisition, in which field and which geography? If you can help us understanding what is happening there. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe I will come on the first part of your statement, and Amedeo will elaborate on the acquisition strategy and roadmap. So your math is correct. I would just say that it's dependent on the timing of occurrence of the events. What I mean by that, if the royalty stream is closer to the end of the year, then the cash will be collected in January or February 2018, but it will be in working capital. Okay, so just a timing difference, and also even if we intend to sell WISeKey shares, it will be also dependent on liquidity on those shares to be able to terminate the program by the end of the year. But basically, yes, your statement was correct, and then we can comment, Amedeo, on the acquisition.
Okay, so for the acquisition, we are reviewing several opportunities. As you know, acquisition is a bit opportunistic because sometimes you wish to buy some companies, but they are not on sale. So you have to also, have your target, very focused target, on the same time find the interest of all the stakeholders in order to do the acquisitions. So now we are reviewing various acquisitions, some into the service area, that we believe has a very strong potential for top line. Also on the silicon part, in the into silicon IP, we believe that there is a space to build up, the world leader in this area. There are many, many companies in semiconductor from Asia and from USA that need to improve their security chips. It's not only for smart card. Now, the security on chips is for every device. So any device that you deploy, thanks to the IoT and the automotive, they need a part of security to secure the data, to secure the microprocessor, the communication protocol. So I believe that there is a space for an absolute leader in that area, and there is a space to do some market consolidation. So, and I'm also looking into this, if you wish, blockchain, artificial intelligence is an area where we have to see how we can exploit the data and, with some predictive software for the what it concerns us. You know, I don't want to do a big hype. As you know, I'm not a hyper guy. So, but I'm also looking into how we have data about customers' behavior, especially in content protection. And I think that there is a huge interest and movement of the whole industry in predictive analysis. And so we are also studying in opportunities in that area. So I think that 2016 was a transformation year. 2017, it is again a transformation year. I don't want to tell you that also 2018 will be a transformation year. But this year we concentrate on our core business of software and silicon IP, but on the same time we want to transform our core activity into fast-growing areas, because we have the foothold, we have the customers, we have the competence, so we need to refocus really where there is a high growth. And in that area, Richard and myself, really focusing on identifying the right target. For the time being, the target that we have, I tell you something, that is in U.S. and in Europe, not in Asia, the targets that we are evaluating. So most of them are in Europe in this moment. Sorry, you want to say something?
Yeah, no, just one comment, if you allow, Medeo. What we mean by service is not consulting, but it's a revenue model which is subscription-based. So compared to a licensing consideration that we get up front, we want to do more in software as a service, or so providing a security offering to our customers, paid on the subscription, pay as you go, pay per use, where we see, even if at the very beginning you don't get the revenue, if your customer is successful in deploying, in suffering, quite often on a B2B2C model, then you generate incremental growth and recurring revenue. So this is something which is a trend in not only in the software industry, but also in our industry, and where we are building competence and would like to do some build-up.
Okay, that's very, very clear. Thank you very much, and maybe I will have other questions.
Thank you, Stefan.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
We have no other question for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad.
Okay, Amedeo, I believe that if we have no other question, we can thank everybody and close the call.
Okay, thank you to all of you for coming to the call and to the next appointment.
Yep. Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.